This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You are a member of your household and only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hi there.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi. La, la, la.
Let me first say congratulations to you, Mike, on keeping it in your pants.
Thank you.
The way that someone who has been there before does.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. It's different now, but I'm certainly no less excited.
And I think it will give you 5, 6, 7 unadulterated minutes to bask in it, to glow in it.
When you tell me when you're ready.
And I agree.
Because I am prepared to deliver that for you.
I think that you have to super serve your audience, though.
Yes, how so?
Of course.
Let me explain it to you.
All right, tell me.
The Red Sox winning the World Series certainly is a gigantic story.
Yes.
Huge. But we broadcast from Washington, D.C., as we have for over 23 years.
The nation's capital.
Yeah.
We're going to start, Mike, with something a little more important than the Boston Red Sox.
I can't even imagine what would be more important, but share it with me, please.
Now, I'll leave the microphones open. If we could please have complete silence during the next... Well, it's over 2 minutes.
Very good.
Bear with us, please.
I have no problem with anything they did. Nothing. No problems for me. You would hope it wouldn't happen to you, but it did. It's been a while since that's happened to us. Been a long time. And... you know, our guys are going to have to deal with that and see if we can bounce back next week and play a real important game on the road again.
Well, nothing's been the same since he left that day. Momentum for the skin slowly faded away. We know he loves his cars, he loves the fast track. But in Redskins land, we're glad he's coming back. As Redskins fans, we're not trying to be glib.
Everybody sing it together this time,
Dallas,
okay?
Dallas, our coach is Joe Gibbs.
Joe Gibbs!
We love your legacy.
Joe Gibbs!
I have no problem with anything they did.
DC, Joe. As your 12th man,
I don't think we've ever played it this far, Mike, but today we're going to play it to the label.
Wow.
I hope you can understand the thought here.
It seems like it was just yesterday that they gave us this song after we got the coach.
Sure, we got a national show, kind of, but we're not on in Boston.
Right.
Let's spotlight on Washington, D.C. and the sports story that's got the nation's capital on its toes. Coach Joe.
Joe Gibbs.
We love your legacy, Joe Gibbs.
The game hasn't passed you by.
For people in other cities, we should say that sports songs are very popular in this town.
They love them.
Little garage band.
I have no problem with anything they did.
They was rocking at every home game. The Hawks, they were knocking their opponents insane. Bugle and Pettibone were there by his side.
Uh-huh.
The Chief was in the stands promoting skin.
All the same, these songs, aren't they?
Where are these songs today?
Football at its finest at RFK.
Right here.
I have no problem with anything they did. Nothing. No problems for me.
Joe Gibbs. Welcome back to D.C.
Welcome back, Coach Joe.
We're believing in you. Work your magic like you used to do.
Like you used to do.
Come on, you got one touchdown.
Joe Gibbs. Welcome back.
You got 6 points.
And burgundy and gold will all stand proud. Our coach is back. It's looking great for our team.
And at least you didn't get down on one knee and pray and not look at the field.
Joe Gibbs.
You didn't pray on it.
Joe Gibbs.
How's this end?
Probably fades out beautifully. Yes, it fades out like any great song.
He held him to under 55.
Yeah, he did. Way to go.
Bravo.
All right, so, Mike, I hope you can understand the
Red
Sox.
Oh, of course
Sox
I can,
thing.
Yeah. And, of course, that has kind of a New England theme to it also, you know. I mean, I certainly don't want to overwhelm the people of Washington, D.C., but we do have an affiliate in Portland, Maine, so that's as close as I can go.
Well, nothing's been the same since he left that day.
No, it hasn't.
Stop that.
We'll be riding wild.
See Arnold at the game yesterday?
Yes.
Go, Chargers, go.
Yeah, he's making all the right moves, making all the right political moves so he can solidify his place in history.
Please sing our names.
The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, that is so nice.
Hello!
I have no problem with anything they did. Nothing. No problem. No problems with for me. You would hope it wouldn't happen to you.
Who he?
They did. It's been a while since that's happened to us.
Who he?
A long time.
Thank you, Charlie.
I love it.
I'm not happy.
I know you're not. You're bad. You know you should be happy about Paula. It's about your son, Matt the Pollock.
Being careful?
Yeah.
It's very important to me because I have genital herpes.
And I don't.
That's funny, isn't it, Julia Roberts?
There she is. Yeah, baby.
That's right, House. Mike, as we head towards the end of October,
yes,
about some of the magic of famous meteorologist Burger Jeff.
Oh, I'd love to hear that.
A pumpkin-colored sky on the eastern horizon this final Monday in October. Sun's been up now for the last few minutes. Good morning. We have some blazing autumn color on this Monday morning, illuminated by golden sunlight.
He loves to be a poet, doesn't he?
Well, what have we here?
I'm not really sure.
Golden. Something stinks like stale French fries.
Right.
What the bleep happened here?
Again, not really sure.
Suria ya viene llegando.
Okay.
Get back to work, you morons!
What not?
Buenos dias.
Oh, how about the phone number?
Let's pick a phone and let's call that hotline today.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
We are high end.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
Thank you, Big Ed. Hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Now, welcome back.
Welcome back to the show.
Welcome.
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 Let's get our Jesus on.
Let's get our Christ on. Let's kick it, Jesus style.
Let's kick it with him.
Y'all want to walk with the ultimate rebel, right? The ultimate CEO, biggest celebrity of them all. Who's down with G.O.D.?
Yeah.
Buenos dias.
Right, right. How are you anyway?
Yeah, baby.
Don and Mike Show, here it is. Speaking Monday. And our phone number is the same as Friday's was. 877-365-3636.
All right.
All right, Mr. Two Times in 4 years.
Wow.
Ready to get it out of your system?
Yes, yes. Do you have any of those songs? Do you have Tessie? Do you have that thing you played the other day? Da-dan-dan-dan.
Game over, series over, and the Red Sox are world champs again.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. What a team. What a team. We are the champions. You know, I'll tell you how I feel. I feel different than 2004. That's what everybody's talking about today because it is a 2004 was 86 years. And the thought was in my head in 2004, really the serious thought, because it's baseball and anything can happen, that you're going to die before you see it happen.
Uh-huh.
So now it's I'll tell you what I enjoy.
You've
more than I,
death twice.
What I enjoy now is to watch these games in the postseason and not have that that feeling in the pit of my stomach, that tightness in my chest. And the fact is that they made it close at the end of the game, and I got that familiar feeling of, you know, if we lose this one, if the Red Sox lose this one, I hate saying we. I don't like to say we. I like to say we. When I say we, if I say we during any of this discussion, remember, I am saying we as fans.
We the fans.
Not we as the team. It was big-time fun.
We.
W-I-I. But,
the promotion that killed listeners in Sacramento. We. Yes.
We. It was great. It was kind of, anticlimactic at the end of it. It was actually kind of a weird little feeling. You know, and I'm sitting there in the middle of the game when the Red Sox had a lead, and, of course, they had this big lead in the series. They have a big lead in the game last night. And I was just complacent, just sitting there drinking it in and watching it at my home with my lady, Carla.
The true Red Sox fans, I'm sure, are behaving like Mike. It's the posers, the pretend Red Sox fans.
Latecomers.
Well, you have...
Mike, I hate to say this to you, but it's the Yankee factor almost that the Red Sox have become the cool team
to root for. Right? Yeah. I mean, it's, you know... And that scumbag, Scott Boras, the agent for A-Rod, who decides to, have his little press conference in the middle of the game last night. And as soon as I got done screaming about how bad that was, the next comment out of my mouth, I think, was something along the lines of, yeah, he would look pretty good in a Red Sox uniform. And I realized we're becoming the Yankees, the Yankee fans, because now it's greed.
Damn Red Sox.
Now it's almost turning to greed right now.
My prediction, please, sealed on the wall.
Oh, you know, that's all I was thinking about coming in here. I wanted to see what you had to say.
Break that seal.
Give it to Mike.
Let me see.
Sealed by Rob, stapled by Rob.
All right. See what he said. All right.
Don's prediction from the start of the series.
God.
That Mike dreaded.
Oh, that's Rob.
Rob. Rob, did you make sure you sealed it enough?
Did.
All right.
That's Rob times 1,000.
Sox win in 4.
Wow.
There it is.
There it is.
And that's been on the wall. How about you?
Read the whole thing, though.
Yes, sucks D. Yes, sucks D.
Game over, series over, and the Red Sox are world champs again.
God, man, it's good. Yeah. It's good. And now with the fact that I'm keeping it in my pants today does not prevent me from giving Carla one prime directive today when I went to work. I said, get all the stuff. Go ahead and order all the stuff.
Oh, of course.
Because now I want all the stuff that goes along with it. Sure. I want the hats. I want the sweatshirts. I want the jackets. I want all the stuff. I already have an ALCS hat sitting on my desk at home. I already have that. It's fun. This is good. But here's where I feel weird. Now it's us.
Yeah.
Now it's us.
Everybody's got
the Red Sox fans are going to be the kind of fans that everybody rolls their eyes at, like we used to roll our eyes at the Yankees.
It's already before 2004. It's already happening.
Before 2004, that didn't happen. And when I had that feeling about A-Rod when they made that announcement in the middle of the game, I suddenly said, "Oh my God, we are becoming them. We as fans are becoming because we're not even enjoying the second world championship in 4 years. I'm already starting to think about what is it going to be next year?" And that is the greed for so long I looked at Yankee fans and I said, please don't do that. You're greedy. You're evil, greedy fans. But I'll tell you what we don't have that Yankee fans still have. We don't have that swagger. I swear to God,
not yet.
With two world championships, we don't have that swagger. What does Rob Spiewak write?
Rob Spiewak writes, Mike, why don't you order 2 quarts of 2007 World Series Carl Yaz personal lubricant.
Stop it, you.
That's a commemorative item.
It's the best.
Hello, Don and Mike. That's an email we just got from someone named Rob.
You'll be happy to know that during the game, though, towards the end, I did have my little Rudy moment.
Did you cry?
Yeah, I started thinking. I didn't cry, but I did fill up a little, got a little cloudy, thinking about my old man. Thinking about how, he never got a chance to see, 2 world championships in 4 years.
Yeah,
your
dad's looking down. Going,
you told me that in 1987, I would have said you were full of it.
Your dad's looking down, going, come on, be a man.
Is he slapping me from heaven?
We've been through this before.
Is he reaching down, cuffing me on the back of my head from heaven?
Damn dummy,
come on, get your act together.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, have Mike do a speech in the Arnold voice. It sounds better that way.
Speech about what?
The speech on the Red Sox.
Yes, that's right. I wrote a speech before I came in here. My acceptance speech.
Don and Mike Show. Hello there.
Hey, guys. Hey, Mike. Were you upset when they started bringing up A-Rod top of the 8th inning?
They're
about to win their 7th World Series?
It was ridiculous. I mean, it was totally calculated by the agent for A-Rod, who everybody knows, Scott Boras, his super agent Scott Boras. I thought, and the fact, here's what made me even more angry, is the fact that Joe Buck and Tim McCarver, nobody said that. It was like a complete commercial for A-Rod becoming a free agent, and nobody called him on it, which surprised me. I was really...
Actually, I do remember McCarver not saying a word.
It was weird. It was very weird.
Are you mad because it was a Yankee somehow jumping in the moment and taking away from...
No, not the Yankees. It was the fact that it was... anybody that knows anything about baseball and knows anything about, has read anything about Scott Boras, this agent that gets these contracts for, knows that what he was doing was taking an entire network and manipulating it, and nobody called him on it, which blew me away.
Wow.
but your team was winning its fourth consecutive World Series
right.
game on its way to winning its second in 4 years.
Right, right.
Okay, nit, meat, pick.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, I can nitpick.
Come on, really?
But no, it was something that it was noticeable to me because at that point, you know, the game was not, won. It was in the middle of the game, which is, I just thought it was kind of a...
Like there wasn't
Well, as
enough...
Jerry Remy said of the Red Sox announcer, he thought it was disgusting. I thought it was disgusting, too.
Oh, the Red Sox, that's like saying Larry Michael picks the Redskins to win this week.
He is a homer.
Yeah, right.
He is a homer, but it's just, I mean, what amazed me is that I thought that it was pretty amazing manipulation, and nobody, none of the broadcasters said anything, and if that's nitpicking, Don, let me explain. When you're at the top of the mountain, and you've won these world championships, you have to find fault in someone. And, since there was no one to find fault on the Boston Red Sox, and I mean top to bottom, even the utility players,
Perfect.
Nobody to find fault with.
Can I tell you one
thing,
You
can certainly
though?
Find fault with the agent for the evil empire.
If you were playing the Where's Leroy game last night?
Yes.
Ooh, big winner, Denver, Colorado.
Yes, yes.
Big winner.
Yes, I love the two ladies.
Yes.
The two larger ladies that
yes.
were sitting in back of home
and
plate.
And cats in the crowd,
yes.
brothers in the crowd,
right.
sisters in the crowd.
Absolutely, yes. They win. They win on that one. I can't claim victory on that one.
And the one obnoxious Boston fan who was directly behind home plate wearing a red pullover top and constantly was on the phone waving.
Oh, I hate that.
And then the pitch would happen. He'd put the phone down. He'd react. Then he'd pick it back up. And wave again.
I'm on the TV.
Oh, my God.
That's the new favorite thing. People know they're on TV, and they call their friends on their cell phone.
Hi there. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey,
Mike, they did it for us again. Is this fantastic or what?
It is. It's fun. It's a lot of fun.
And Donnie, you know why we can feel we can nitpick about stuff like that? It's because ask Michael, because we've spent years with Ralph Houk as our manager, Butch Hobson managing us.
Bye!
Listen, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're right. You can't do that argument anymore.
All of that crap, mm-hmm. I heard it 4 years ago.
So right.
Stop it.
It can't be
Yankees.
Done anymore.
You're the Yankees now.
Can't be. Let's. I am not sure I like the sound of that, but that sounds evil.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Mike.
Yes.
Have you heard about the Red Sox wines?
The Red Sox wines?
They're A-Rod's on TV during the game.
That's a Schilling Chardonnay, a Manning being Merlot, and a Tim Wakefield Cabernacle.
Yeah. Okay.
And the money goes to charity.
You know what the answer to that is? Flutie Flakes. And if you happen to live in the Carolinas, Jake's Flakes.
Jake's Flakes.
When Jake DeLome was good with Carolina.
Yeah. I'm not sure I like the wine idea. I thought the wine seriously was going to be like that. We have suffered so long. No, that's gone. You can't do that anymore.
Hi, Don and Mike Show. What's up? Hello.
Hola, muchachos.
Hola.
Hey, it's Manny Ramirez here.
Hey, Manny.
You think so?
Manny, how you doing, man? You're a bad man.
We finally beat the curse.
It sounds like him, I swear to God.
The curse of Gladys Kravitz.
I guess you
we beat the curse.
Manny, I guess you were right. It really was no big deal, was it?
Manny, not a big deal.
No, now that the game's over, we get to smoke some pot. Thanks, boss, for the pot.
Certainly. Manny, you weren't worried, were you? You weren't worried during the whole series.
Me and Poppy, we hit good for Jew.
That's good. Good job that you hit for Jew. I was glad.
You know what's funny?
What's funny, Manny?
Coco Chris. That's a funny name. Who named their kid Coco Chris?
Now, Manny Ramirez of the Boston Red Sox, did you really know about Gladys Kravitz from Wichita, Kansas?
I tell you, I listen every day, man.
That's great, Manny. And we broke the Gladys Kravitz curse. That's great.
Right.
Now, I didn't need to break the mug.
Any more years with no Gladys Kravitz.
No more Gladys Kravitz.
How come every time I see you on TV, like you only say like 4, 5, 6 words? I've never heard you with a full sentence.
It's really
like,
opening up to us.
Like
because
right now.
They never let me talk. They say I don't have good mic skills. But
Manny, what's the deal with your hair, man? What are you doing with that? I mean, it seems to be getting longer and longer. What are you doing with that?
What do you mean, what I do? I grow it.
Yeah, but I mean, doesn't it get in the way? Doesn't it really get to
Mike,
a point? Yeah,
hey, His hair grows.
His hair grows.
By the way,
they can
something.
Doctor tapes.
Hey, Manny.
Case that you can doctor tapes.
Manny, what did you do last night to celebrate the big win?
Well, since no more games, I said smoke some pot. Thanks, boss.
Thanks, you're welcome.
Boss
anytime.
Send me some pot, and me all and right. Poppy, we blaze off.
Well, Manny, I know you've got to get back to your regimen of working out.
No, I take about 2 weeks off.
All right, Manny. Well, Manny, congratulations. It was a great World Series.
No,
it really
thank you.
Was.
Your favor.
When will you be washing your helmet?
No, see, that is I rubbed the dirt on there, and it's very good luck.
Very good luck. Okay, Manny.
Are you going to go down to Florida and lick Ted Williams' head for good luck?
No.
No, you're not going to do that?
Why would he do that?
Hey, Manny, will you come to spring training with a different haircut next year?
No.
No, you're going to have the same?
No, I let it grow. I mean, sometimes I get good haircut, and it's...
Would you brush your teeth with Curt Schilling's love?
No, but Yaz is still fag.
Thank you, Manny.
Thanks, Manny.
Okay, bye-bye.
Adios.
Bye-bye. There he goes.
That's exactly how he sounds. I swear to God.
Sudia ya viene llegando.
That is too funny.
I'm fine.
Hey, man. Yeah, it's all right. No problem.
Hi there. Don and Mike Show.
Hey, first thing I want to do is welcome you back to Vermont on live radio. It's the first time we've heard you in like 20 months.
Well, let me just say that you have that very creepy sound that makes me sound maybe... the sound I'm hearing before we continue is... I'm getting two words right now. Mm-hmm. Crawl space.
Radio guy, maybe. Also, Charlie.
I think a crawl space guy.
Are you a professor that lures some of your postgraduate students back to your home, drugs them with a white wine, and then stabs them to death, cutting them into little pieces?
Well, perhaps. Do you like painting clowns?
Hey, you know, there's one thing about A-Rod, but now the Yankees announced their new manager today, so that's piling
on.
Yeah,
Joe Girardi. Uh-huh. Joe Girardi. That's all right. That doesn't matter.
Let's talk more about you.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Nice,
Charlie, are you involved in the academic field at all?
I am not.
Isn't it wonderful to have the show back on live in Vermont?
It's very wonderful.
That's delightful. What do you do besides murder?
I decapitate.
Oh, I believe him. It's very Halloween-like.
Tell me something. Will you be setting up for the children on Wednesday?
Oh, yes. We've got the trap door on the front porch, so they can go right to the basement.
Will you be wearing a trench coat made of human skin?
I will be wearing nothing.
Oh, dear. Wow. Oh, dear. That's nasty. What type of treats will you be handing out, Charlie?
Poisonous.
Wow. This is creepy.
Apples with razor blades. That's a good old one, Charlie.
That's so yesterday.
You don't hear about it, but it's a classic. It's vintage, Charlie.
Yes.
I'm telling you, it's vintage.
The Snickers bars with different kinds of nuts.
Oh my. Oh. Your home in Vermont, is it tucked way in a rural area, deep in the pine trees?
We are very close to other houses.
Oh, you are?
Oh, my. Do you have to go elsewhere to bury the bodies, Charlie?
No, just right to the basement.
Charlie, did you torture animals when you were a small boy?
We tied cat's tails together.
Oh. Were you breastfed, Charlie? Charlie?
I didn't hear you.
Were you breastfed, boy?
I was.
Oh, that's a surprise.
Still am.
Where do you dump the bodies, Charlie?
We just bury them right in the basement.
Oh, dear.
Yes.
Does the smell of formaldehyde get you aroused, Charlie?
No. We use alcohol.
You say we. Would that be would we be ones to assume that you have an accomplice?
Many.
Many you?
Oh. Many.
Many. What
many,
about, many. Oh,
what about your mumsy?
Mumsy is in the basement as well.
Oh, do you keep her in a cage?
No, she's along with all the other kids.
Really?
How many people of different ages do you have in cages, Charlie?
No cages.
Oh,
all
really?
Under the dirt.
Oh, under the dirt. Oh, they're sleeping. No longer breathing. They sleep. The eternal sleep. Is that right, Charlie?
Yes. They are swimming with the fishes.
Do you make clothing in your basement, Charlie? Do you make clothing out of human skin?
We do not.
Oh, we do not. Oh, all right. It would be more funny. Just to give you a little comedy primer, it would be more funny if you said, yes, you do.
Yes, we do.
You see, run with this, please. Help us out here, Charlie.
Yes, we do.
Now, do you have a full complement of surgical implements down in your basement?
A full compliment, yes.
Isn't it true that your basement looks something like that scene from the original Batman movie, the Tim Burton one with the Joker? Went to see the doctor that gave him that face. Charlie, I think I speak for Mike. I am tiring of you.
Yes, it's boring me. You know, you're not offering anything new and interesting. Like perhaps having a full complement of human hair wigs.
I'll see you at the Harvard Club.
Yes. We're delighted to be back on in the Pine Tree State. I'm not the Pine Tree State.
The Green State.
The Green Mountain Green State, yes. Maine, one of your close neighbors is the Pine Tree State.
Stand by. We'll send you a Don and Mike ascot.
Oh, I would be honored.
Farewell, Charlie.
Farewell.
Yeah,
goodbye, you old queen. You know, that's what I really think of you, really.
Yeah.
I picture you there wearing a woman's nightgown. And
I wear nothing.
And a lady's wig.
Oh, it's the second time he's wanted to say he wears nothing. Right. Emphasis. Yes. Well, have a happy Halloween, Charlie.
And you as well.
Your big man feet. And your body in whatever various stage it is with the shots you've been getting down in Mexico, Charlie.
Yes. Buds developing. Other things shrinking.
It's human growth hormone, isn't it, Charlie?
Yes.
Yes, it's HGH.
HGH. Makes me 6'8", 280 pounds.
You get the impression this conversation could go on for 4 hours.
Oh, I know it could.
By that time, we would not have one single listener left.
But I believe that when we hang up, the conversation probably will still continue.
Yes, of course. Yes, by himself into the mirror.
It has been my pleasure.
Happy Halloween, Charlie.
Happy Halloween.
And go, let's go Red Sox, right?
Let's go Red Sox.
Wasn't that magical last night, Charlie?
Yes, but you don't care about that, do you, Charlie?
I do care about
that. Do you care?
Didn't that make you want to go out and eat human flesh?
Yeah.
Back to the Red Sox one. Didn't you want to just go bite someone right in the neck, Charlie? Eat their skin?
Charlie, you're not responding.
And then, as Mike suggested earlier, make it into clothing.
Are you going to drink human blood on All Hallows Eve?
Why limit it to just All Hallows Eve?
Okay.
All right. We tire of you.
We tire of you.
Be gone.
Eject.
Eject.
No, eject. No. Don't say eject. Hey, listen, you old queen. Seriously, hang up.
Goodbye, Don and Mike. It's been fun.
Bye-bye.
Happy Halloween.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye,
Piss
friend. Hang up the phone.
Piss off.
3, 2, 1.
Piss off.
It's gone. Oh, I truly hate the individuals who linger.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Chrysalis the pupa.
What?
He's doing a Silence of the Lamb thing, right? The pupa? He's doing that moth thing where he put the moths in the throat.
I got you.
It puts the lotion on its skin or else it gets the hose again.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
My buddy!
Hey!
Oh, my
All right.
God.
Red Sox general manager Theo Epstein on the line with us right now.
How y'all doing today?
Theo, another fantastic team assembled for the 2007 run.
Yeah, the 2007 Red Sox won last night.
How do you, what do you attribute your success to, Theo?
I'm doing it everything. I'd like to know if I can go out with you all. And
how do you spell Red Sox?
R-E-D, Sox, S-K-O-C-K.
Perfect. Skok.
Right, Tom.
Red Skok.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
I wanted to yell at Mike for gloating about his bastard Yankees. Or his bastard
what?
Red Sox.
And I believe Tom, hold on, wait for it. Tom roots for the Boston Red Sox.
Yeah.
Thank
I'm
you.
I'm pretty angry. I'm infuriated right now.
Why are you
he's never enjoyed his stupid flight that he got with his daughters. I'm happy that no one liked it but him.
Why, excuse me, you seem very upset.
What? What are you talking about?
You seem very upset. What's bothering you?
What is it, Charlie?
It's bothering me that your stupid Red Sox won because I'm an Orioles fan, you bastard.
Well, there's no need for that hostility. I always thought that the Red Sox and the Orioles were kind of simpatico in their hatred of the Yankees, but I suppose the tide may be turning. And you know something, Charlie?
Yes?
It's something I need to learn to accept. And, of course, with the banner hanging from Fenway Park, I have no problem accepting it.
Oh, God.
I'll accept being the top of the
mountain. There it is.
Yes. Okay. Thank you very much. The best. The best.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Welcome to our Red Sox celebration.
Yay. Hello. And I know you love it more than anybody.
Hello. I don't begrudge you your happiness.
No, you don't. You don't. But, I mean, I get to a point where I show so much joy where you tire of it.
Oh, no. I'm happy for you. I'm happy for you this year. I'm especially
Yeah, but if
happy.
I kept going like that, I mean, it would get to a point where, you know, your happiness for me would turn to to
anger.
Evil.
Yeah. Hi.
Hey, Mike. It's Kath again.
Oh, it's your sis. It's your sis.
Hi,
Mike.
Kathy. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Congratulations.
Thanks a lot. Did you enjoy the game last night?
Oh, was it last night?
I don't think I can do this again. After the Charlie guy, I don't think I've got the energy.
Yes, Kathy. Is this really? This doesn't sound like the same Kathy.
I think it was a different guy, John.
I think it was a different guy.
A guy pretending.
Yes.
Mike, not to change the focus away from all that is great with the Boston Red Sox.
Well, there's actually other stories.
Some of us did have other things going on this weekend.
Right.
I count myself among the lucky. Anybody else here get a drunken call from Joe?
No.
I received two of them.
Two drunken calls from Joe.
One of them I'm sure I'm going to have to delete part out because he does say fire truck.
Ah. Oh, so these were on, were they both recorded calls or were they live calls?
Both recorded.
What time?
I believe at 3 a.m. both times.
Whoa.
Woo-hoo. Whoa.
Two separate nights. Two separate
Not noon
calls.
On Sunday?
No. Late, late, Jackson.
3 a.m.
Well, that's a normal time to get a drunken call.
Late as balls.
This is good. I always like it when Ardinger drinks and dials.
This is Ardinger here.
Ardinger. Coherent at all?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Makes a lot of sense. Just wants to know where I am.
Howdy. I'm not here.
Please enter your password.
Come on.
Main menu. To listen to your messages, press 1 to... First saved message.
Hey, it's me. It's about 11:15. Just want to touch base and see how you guys are going crazy around our house. And I also want
to... Hold on. How do I get rid of that? Hold on.
I would...
It's kind of a private message.
Joe? Message skipped.
It's
next
my
message.
Daughter.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm not calling you back. So call me back.
It's a very good idea for you.
Call me back. It's like 8:25, so call me back before I get too drunk.
All right, so this is 8:20. Is it really 8:25?
8:25, I guess.
It's not like 3 o'clock.
So I'm not going to remember this tomorrow. So call me back. Bye.
You're going to like this idea. He's thinking and drinking.
End message. To delete this message, press 7 to save it. Message deleted. Next message.
Don't you know it's 3:20 in the morning?
Wow.
Man, you have to be quiet. You can call me back later. Yeah.
Much later.
End of message.
That
to delete
was...
this message.
So
8
o'clock
to
and 3 o'clock.
Message deleted. Next
more.
Message.
Oh, he leaves another one.
It's so late, I'm calling up. Snark. But it is so late, and nobody's home on the West Coast because they're out partying. And so I decided to call my gay friends like you. Talk to you later. Hey, by the way, don't forget your soda money. Good day. Oh, wait a minute. You gave me your soda money. Never mind. I said good day.
Yeah.
End of message. To delete this message,
he doesn't even hang
seven.
Up.
Message deleted.
Wow.
Is check erased messages.
That's it. That's a
wow.
That's my weekend with Joe. Three messages, not two. Three messages.
Did you ever find
Joe.
Out what the idea was?
No idea.
No. It's
three
a shame.
Different great tones there. The first one was very combative. The second one whimsical and quiet.
Right.
And the third one sort of resigned that he's drunk and he has no one to talk to.
If we're talking chronologically here, you're talking about getting one at about 8 o'clock, then one at 3 o'clock, and then one at God knows what time it was.
Right. My favorite was the quiet one.
The quiet one was the one in the middle, right?
Yeah. And he did say F, but he used it as a word of action.
Right.
And another time he mentioned something to do with oral.
Yes.
That he also had to
seems to be
out.
The recurring theme in that. He seems to be going back to that all the time.
What was going on this weekend, Joe?
Joe, what was happening?
I don't recall.
You don't remember your idea?
Oh, dear. Oh, yeah, I remember the idea. I told Don that one.
Oh, yeah, you did. You told me that idea.
How was the idea?
Aces, Mike. It wasn't an idea for the show. It was an idea for me in my personal life.
Oh, very good.
Aces.
Very good. Good. Well, you took it to heart, I imagine.
I'll share it with you now.
Okay.
Read a page of the Bible every day.
Very good. Very, very good.
You already did
Joe, what time do you have any idea what time you turned in on Saturday, Sunday morning?
Oh, four-ish.
Four-ish. And are you all by your onesies when you're making these calls?
Well, the wife was sleeping upstairs.
Right.
But she knows I'm prone to this behavior.
Sort of just sitting alone and...
You know, Mike really, really wants some of these calls, Joe.
I need his number.
I'll give it to you before the end of the show. Actually, I'll give it to you Friday.
All right.
Yeah. Let me give it to you Friday.
But, you know, you can't plan these things. They have to be spontaneous. I
understand.
You can tell.
Yeah. I'll get it to you. I'll get it to you Friday or Monday of next week. I'll make sure I give you that number.
You do that.
I'm looking forward to it.
Bye, Joe.
Okay. Good day.
Bye. There you go. You there. Really do want the calls from him, though, don't you? Really?
Not when I hear that, no. Because if I got a call at like 3 o'clock in the morning, how do you do your ringing situation? I mean, do you have the phone right next to your bed? Do you have the ringer turned off?
Cell phone is downstairs with the ringer turned off.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the cell phone. That's the solution. I'll have the cell phone on vibrate and do it that way.
Sure.
That's exactly how I'll do it.
Give him your number then.
I've moved past that, though. You know, I've moved past that real desire to get the phone calls from Joe Ardinger, because it's just I hear these and I somehow enjoy them when they're directed at other people. I don't have that same lust of getting Joe's phone number.
We got a time before we hit a break here. Hold on a second. Here's something about radio that I think you'll like. It's about names, about DJ names.
Oh, good.
And how DJ names are changing through the years.
Yes,
you know,
they are.
I have a fake DJ name. So does Buzz.
Right.
A lot of cats in this business do. I was looking at this this trade magazine, Radio and Records, same thing that I read you the article about Michael Hughes from last week.
Mm-hmm.
They got this thing called the programming department, where they just write about disc jockeys that are changing markets and changing jobs.
Right.
And as I read it, I saw immediately you can tell which guys are old school and which guys now are new school with the fake names.
Okay.
So, let me see.
You going to give us some of the old school names?
I'll just give them to you in the order that they are in this magazine.
Okay.
Jay Taylor. I would say that's an old school
name.
Yeah,
it sounds old school
Absolutely.
To me.
Michael Bryan.
Yeah. Old school, I would think.
Old school. Mm-hmm. Kid Midnight.
Oh, no.
I would say old school.
Yeah, a lot of kids.
Two D's, Mike. Next one. Who's your new assistant program director at KDHT? Picasso Stevens.
That would be new school, I would
think.
I
think so, new.
Even though Picasso, you know, old.
Is that Ken?
The program director of KDHT goes simply by Chase.
New school.
Absolutely.
The night jock who slides up to handle afternoons is Deuce.
Another new school.
And the guy who did overnights who now moves up to do nights is D-Train.
So they all have the little names, the little time. But you had the kid. You had the kid. That was old school.
Then you've got
Kid Midnight.
Bobby Ramos, that sounds old school.
Mm-hmm.
Nick Sanders.
That's old school.
That's old school. Mm-hmm. Jamie Dawson, Rich O'Brien.
Yeah.
Old.
Right.
Tommy Big Bear.
that's from Brockett. That's from the radio station in Brockett.
Timeless,
with Ernie Cutface.
And then there's a lady named Montana.
That sounds new school.
I like that.
Porn star.
Yeah, it's porn star new school.
Michael P. Moon.
Michael P. Moon. The Michael P. Moon get-together.
Mm. Chris Kellogg.
That sounds old school.
Yeah. Well, of course, he's got the Kellogg's crew, which includes...
Are they the Flakes?
The Breakfast Flakes.
Dina and Lopez.
Well, we had a Lopez around here one time.
Then you have Nick at Night.
That's relatively new school.
Damon Oriah Free.
That sounds new to me.
Yeah.
WBHT Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, afternoon jock, Marino.
Marino. That's a new school, I would think.
Then you have the new program director at Top 40 KQID, Alexandria, Louisiana, Squirrel.
Squirrel?
Squirrel. This may be one we might have to call to see
Squirrel
if...
Squirrel could be old school.
Such a guy actually exists.
You know, Squirrel could be...
Yes, it could.
Old school.
Let's call him and find out.
I think there was a period of time in radio where it was very popular to name disc jockeys after animals.
All right, but Mike, this guy is not a disc jockey.
Mm-hmm.
He's a program director.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Squirrel replaces Trent Erickson.
Mm-hmm.
Let's continue.
All right.
Down to the second part of the page. We have Marco in the Morning.
Well, that's... That could be old school.
Yeah. Shannon in the morning.
That's very old school, baby.
How about Super Fat Mikey? And Super Fat is spelled P-H-A-T.
That's new school.
Then you have Steve McCoy. Old school.
Right. Yeah, but does he? It would be old school, especially if he uses the real in there.
W-J-H-M Orlando. Night disc jockey, Kay Dunaway.
Kay Dunaway could be old school.
Mm-hmm. Kind of a take on Faye Dunaway, though.
Well, it'd be terrific if it was a guy.
Let me see. At Power 107.
Kay Dunaway with you.
Power 107 San Antonio, UB Rodriguez. Also, Ms. Karina.
Ooh, I bet she's got wonderful cleavage.
Kid, 3Ds, K-I-D-D-D.
Oh, a 3D kid.
Kid and Ruben in the morning.
I always like it when it's Kid. Kid Creole, Kid Craddock.
Then you've got Big Boy.
That's got to be a fat guy.
Not to be confused with the original Big Boy from Los Angeles.
Big Boy could be a big boy, and then there should be Fat, P-H-A-T,
then
somewhere.
Then you have, at the end of the page, from Hot 104 in Modesto, California.
Modesto, that's very close to our affiliate.
As Jay Boogie leaves, he's replaced by Izzy Real. I-Z-Z-Y.
Hey, I like that
one. R-E-A-L.
Izzy Real? He's just so good, I can't tell.
That's fun.
Who did Izzy Real replace again?
Izzy Real replaced Jay Boogie.
Jay Boogie.
I know you're listening to hear Jay Boogie.
Jay Boogie's 80 years old right now.
My name is Izzy Real.
Izzy Real? Izzy Real in for Jay Boogie on the Saturday night. Jay Boogie had to go to the old age home. But if you'd like to hear Jay Boogie, he'll be still doing some record hops. Jay Boogie.
Momentum for the skin slowly fades away. We know he loves his cars, he loves the fast
Here's
track.
A little tribute to Joe Gibbs. Jay Boogie. Jay Boogie back. Get together.
As Redskins fans,
I'm sorry, Jay, you've been taken off the air.
By Izzy Real.
This is Izzy Real.
Joe Gibbs.
Stand by for Kid and Ruben. Kid with 3 Ds.
Welcome back to DC.
Don't forget, Chris and the Kellogg Flakes, the Kellogg crew. Oh, hold on. Forgot, Mike.
Kay Dunaway be down at the opening of Victoria's Secret this weekend.
Also, WMAS FM, Springfield, Massachusetts.
Oh, okay. That's near my hometown.
Morning man, Paul Boom Cannon.
That's a big man.
Not to be confused with the famous Paul Boom Boom Cannon.
Two boom. Paul Boom Cannon. If Paul Boom Cannon is not fat, I'm disappointed.
Uh-huh. I think he must be. Hi, it's the Paul Boom Cannon show.
I love this. I love the evolution of radio as radio continues to try to be hip and cool. We can't help it. With the fake names, we can't help it.
You know, I like the new school development that I do enjoy are the single names. That's what I really love saying. Hi, it's Snake with you.
Uh-huh. I hate
Snake
that
at 15
crap.
Minutes after the hour.
I hate that girl. Give me a good first name, second name, two or three syllables, something fill out a jingle.
Hi, I'm James Boom Boom Cannon. Stay tuned for Zit. Zit's coming in here. Zit's coming in at 8 o'clock.
Perhaps you could take a single name. But we'd have to find the proper thing for you.
We should all have single names. We should all have single names.
But not our current names.
Right? No. They should. Totally we should all have single names. I got yours, and I got Buzz's, and I got mine.
Wow.
All right, go ahead. Lay it on.
Yours would be Shoot.
Shoot.
Uh-huh, I get Shoot. It. See? You get that right away. Right.
Yeah.
Right. You got to think about it a little
Peter
bit.
Peter North, thank you.
You would be Shoot.
Thank you.
All right. And you'd be Weed.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, that works.
And I would be Liver.
That's good.
All right. And you?
Anchor.
Hold on. Hitler.
Hitler.
How about
Dolph?
Rob? No, hold on. Two names for him. He's got to be... Robert Hitler.
Now, how about Kid Hitler?
Kid Hitler.
There it is.
Kid Hitler.
How you doing?
Fantastic.
Good morning, everybody. Well, Breakfast Flake Show. We're all here this morning. Hi, I'm Shoot.
And I'm Liver.
I'm Weed.
I'm Kid Hitler.
I want you to stay tuned for the Breakfast Flake coming up. I'm Shoot.
I'm Liver.
And I'm Weed.
With Kid Hitler.
The wind is a lock in my direction.
Yeah, there you do that. We just went new school. We just went new school. Yippee-yay-yo-kaya. Ain't that right, Shoot?
Oh, that's right.
Liver.
Liver. Let's go to Weed with the news. Wasn't there a guy name Steve Weed. He may actually still be in radio. Real name,
right?
Steve Weed.
Sounds right.
The best, really, in my opinion, is that station. Was it in Frederick, Maryland, which had all the grizzly names?
Davy Crockett, Grizzly Adams, Chemo Sabi Joe.
And wasn't there one down in the ocean that had reptilian
frogs
names?
Frogs and things.
Oh, yeah, we talked about that. Amphibian.
Amphibian.
Jimmy Hoppa.
Yeah.
There was a frog station in Richmond, too, and the morning guy was named Web Foot.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was
Lily
Pad.
I still remember our old program director here that came on the air with the nickname Bob EQ. Bobby Q.
Good morning, everybody. Nick Sanders and Bobby Ramos will not be here today. Our program director, Squirrel, talked to us earlier. I'm Shoot.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Liver.
I'm Weed.
26 degrees, and I'm Kid Hitler.
And this is the station everyone can agree on, even the boss.
I like rape.
Good morning.
Well, I'm on my way to the city life.
That's the way that if we did have those names, we'd have the kind of show where everyone had to say their name every break.
Yeah.
And everyone did. Uh-huh. I mean, all four of us would have to say that.
Yeah.
Ain't that right, KH?
That's right.
And, of course, we'd shorten it. S.
Right, Big L. I meant enlarged L.
L.
I'm enlarged liver. Mama liver.
Soft rock. On a Monday afternoon, how are you anyway? I'm Shoot.
Morning, everyone. I'm Liver.
I'm Weed.
How do from Kid Hitler.
I forgot I said good afternoon. Of course, I mean good morning.
I like rape.
Gonna find my baby, gonna hold.
Now, that's what they'd be playing, too. 24 hours of afternoon delight.
Oh, God. DJ names are great.
I love them.
Let's do a little research, please, Rob.
And yes.
Get a phone number for that station with the guy whose name's Squirrel.
Uh-huh. You bet.
We'll try there and talk
Squirrel.
About all other things when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.